AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A frightening evening in northern Illinois as a supercell thunderstorm moved through, unleashing at least one huge, deadly tornado. Officials say one woman died and eight were injured in the town of Fairdale. Sycamore Fire Rescue Commander Peter Polarek says there is random but serious damage to homes and buildings.
Some were really untouched and fared very well. Some of the others, all there's left is a foundation.
Kirkland Fire Chief Chad Connell says his department is helping victims.
We're using the station for the unfortunate that have lost everything as a shelter. It's obviously times like now that we really rally around community.
Earlier, there were reports of weather damage in Iowa and Missouri. Philadelphia, Washington, and other parts of the Atlantic coast could be in for that same bad weather today. President Obama is in Panama this morning, preparing for the Summit of the Americas and an encounter with Cuban President Raul Castro.
The president's meeting with Panama's president and then business leaders ahead of the hemispheric summit's opening in the capital's Old Town. That's when he'll see Castro for the first time since the two agreed to restore ties last December. Speaking to students in Jamaica on the way here, Obama said his hope is engagement can succeed where decades of shunning Cuba failed.
That offers the greatest prospect for escaping some of the constraints of the past.
Obama says fully restoring ties will take time, but it's clear most Cubans are keen to end an isolation he calls a vestige of the Cold War. Mark Smith with the president, Panama City.
A suicide car bomber targeting a convoy of U.S. troops in eastern Afghanistan has killed three Afghan civilians and wounded four. Apple Watch makes its debut today, the first new product category for Apple since the iPad 5 years ago. This is AP Radio News. Jurors in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez will continue deliberating for a fourth day today. A guard at the U.S. Census Bureau headquarters in Maryland is dead after being shot by a man who kidnapped a woman at the Census Bureau campus. Washington, D.C.'s police chief Kathy Lanier says officers chased the suspect into the district where the suspect and an officer were wounded.
Metropolitan Police cruisers were able to block the suspect's path. They collided with the suspect here. The suspect again opens fire on police, and there's an exchange of gunfire between MPD and the suspect. Right now, we know we have an MPD sergeant who has been struck. He is struck by gunfire. He is at an area hospital being treated, and we know the suspect has been struck.
Sound courtesy WJLA. A car with four people inside plunged off a road into Los Angeles Harbor last night, leaving a 13-year-old boy dead and 8-year-old boy hospitalized in grave condition. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.